New Yorkers tend to think of red-tailed hawks as the city's most common bird of prey. Not so. One Bronx man is helping people identify the raptor that really is most common. Kate Hines has the story.
Dr. Robert DeCandido, who's also known as Birding Bob, leads bird walks throughout New York City parks. He's also conducting a winter survey of a bird he says takes a back seat to other raptors.
And they're falcons, and they live right on city streets with people. You know, New Yorkers think of peregrine falcons or red-tailed hawks as the local raptor that's common. But in reality, it's the American kestrel that nobody knows about.
Here's how you ID a kestrel.
If you are walking down a city street in New York and you look up to a fire escape or an antenna or a wire and you see a bird that looks about the size of a blue jay or robin, but it has blue wings, that's a male kestrel. If it has brown wings, that's a female kestrel.
They also have two vertical black stripes on their face, long pointed wings, and a hooked beak built for ripping into flesh. And this is what they sound like. Kestrels breed in New York, and the city is home to 100 to 150 nesting pairs. It's assumed that many migrate, but Bob would like to know for sure.
We're trying to figure out how many overwinter in New York, or does the bulk of the population head south for the winter. We think most of them stay here in New York City for the winter.
Slogging their way through the snow like the rest of us. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.